Don't be scared. There's nothing to lose, and life is so short. So just go out there and do whatever you want to, and have like really high dreams. I have huge dreams.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. As you guys know, I am traveling, and right now I am in Tallinn, Estonia, in an awesome, awesome co-working place called Spring Hub. Spring Hub is amazing. I just went on a tour. I think I'm going to ask you to like give me another tour so they can get like a vibe of kind of like what I'm looking at. They have like these bird sounds in one room, these epic like conference rooms with this like high tech video conferencing. It's cool. I wish we had one in Los Angeles. Welcome to the show, Annalyn.
Hey. Thank you so much for asking.
And like huge props to Zach Hamilton who connected us, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Part of the We Are LA Tech community. So Annalyn, tell me about yourself. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell me about Spring Hub.
So my name is Annalyn. I'm actually 24 years old only. And I have been studying politics and governance, then cross-media. I have been traveling a lot. Recent years, I have been a digital nomad, traveling from states, also Costa Rica, Colombia, Peru, Rio de Janeiro, working for different kind of media agencies. So then I came back to Estonia for a summer, but then I met my future colleagues, and now with 5 months, we have built the Estonian biggest co-working space, Spring Hub.
And what is your role?
I'm a CEO.
And have you been a COO before?
No.
So, I mean, that's really exciting and really inspiring, right? Because a lot of people listening are probably thinking, like, how does she know what to do? So have you had mentors in this journey to learn how to be a COO?
I think what helped me a lot is that I was also running the student council and the representative organization in Tallinn University for 2 years, like 3 years ago or something. So working with people and working with concept and creating something new, I have been done that before, but that was like public area, but now in a business area to be in as a CEO, this is the first time, but I think the previous student council experience also helped me a lot.
How big is your team at Spring Hub?
We started from in mid-July, and it was only me on the Spring Hub side. Then one of my colleagues, Allan Kompus, he is running the construction work stuff, and about investment, Henry Drouda. And less than 1 month ago, we were also joined by Kelly Kipus, who is now helping with daily tasks and with community things and also organizing events. So basically, we did that with 3 people.
That's a lot of work with 3 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's exciting. You've been getting all this press lately and about how like you're really like the most significant co-working space and really making waves. Like, when did you first fall in love with technology?
I'm quite lucky. It's easy to fall in love with technology in Estonia because we have like such a strong community. A lot of startups. Actually, Estonia has the most startups per capita. And we also have like a really nice regulations for startups and low taxes for companies and so on and so forth. So, and we also have like a lot of events. So I started to go on those events. I remember very well, I was with my friend from university and I saw all this information and I just wanted to see what's going on. I didn't know nobody. So, my friend. So we just started to go and see all those startup and different kind of technology events. And after that, we met some people, and then we went to another one. Then we participated in some hackathons, and so on, so on, so on. So we met a lot of people, and we just thought that, okay, this is interesting. We want to know. We are scared. We don't know nobody, yeah. But screw it. Let's go. Let's just go and see what can happen, you know?
And from that moment, how long did it take before you got involved with Spring Hub?
Few years, because also 1 year I was totally away from Estonia. I was traveling. So, but still the connections and everything stayed.
And what would you say is one lesson you've learned about yourself in achieving your dreams?
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. There's nothing to lose. And life is so short. So just go out there and do whatever you want to. And have like really high dreams. I have huge dreams. For example, with Open Doors, we were talking with colleagues that, oh, it would be good to have like 100 people. But in my mindset, I was like, I want to have hundreds of people, hundreds, hundreds, hundreds. So, and then we achieved those. And we had like 350 people visiting us. And all my colleagues were like, whoa, this is crazy.
That's crazy. Are there even 350 people in Estonia?
We don't have that many places here, actually. But yeah, it went very well. So you have to have like big goals, and then you're having also like the bigger achievements.
What resources do you recommend? You've talked a lot about events. It seems like events comes up a lot as the gateway into entering the tech community, even when you don't know anybody. What resources do you recommend when you are diving into the world of tech that really helped you understand it better, to communicate and to become a COO yourself? I mean, that's a really big deal. It's a lot of responsibility, right? And so I'm sure you're constantly looking for ways to become better and better at your job. So what are those resources that you access?
In Estonian case, I would say there are a lot of organizations also, and they are posting a lot of information, and also like mailing lists, different kind of groups. They're just not only like events, but also like the right information platforms like email marketing that a lot of organizations are doing, and so on. So there is so many and so much different kind of information. So you just have to a little bit Googling, a little bit asking, and you'll find it easily, I'm pretty sure.
So Google has actual results sometimes.
Yeah, I think so.
What would you say your calling is? Like, what's that one thing that you're the best in the world at and you feel so passionate about waking up to do every day?
I think my goal after waking up is to have this kind of day that I will be super tired in the evening and still smiling.
I love that. But what would you say your calling is? Like, what's the one thing that you're best in the world at?
I'm not really like a material person, but I like to, and I want to have like real big impact, as big as I can. So I don't really like, I couldn't imagine myself to have like e-shop or something and sell something or something. Yeah. But I like to talk with people. I want to like to be with people, and I like to inspire people and help them. So working with people is one of the thing, definitely. And also doing something that will stay forever. So for example, this place, after we have this everything set up, some other person can take it over and I can start to build the first Estonian co-living space, for example. So creating stuff and working with people.
And you really are helpful. On my travels, there were all these people that wanted to see if we could touch base today. And she was kind of like the conduit between like making all these things happen with all these several emails. And until today, we were essentially strangers. So like, she really is helpful and amazing, and I could see why you say that that's your calling. You were a huge asset in me arriving to Tallinn today.
This is funny. Our team members, we are all totally, totally different people. And at the beginning, it was so weird and funny to discover each other. But during those months, we have sometimes we have that intense meetings that we almost yell on each other. Then after 5 minutes, we are laughing our tears out. And I have been crying, I think, at least 5 times during few months. And the day we had the opening gala for our as a like welcome home gift for our partners, investors, and so on.
3 hours before opening the doors and while people were like starting to coming, we had plumber in toilets putting the toilets 3 hours before, and we looked so messy with my colleagues, and we were like, oh my god, this is just crazy. I was all white on my face, and then thank god that one of my girlfriends, she came over and she made me the grim and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was so crazy, the last hours, like it was
for
crazy.
A 350 person event, and you're like, the toilets haven't been installed yet. That is crazy. And what would you say is one of your most triumphant moments?
The feedback. I like to say that I'm happy when you are happy, and people have been really happy here, and people are coming here to try the place out, and they're living with really good emotions and saying that they're coming back. So each of those moments every day.
Have you ever had a point in your life where you were on a certain track and you're like, wait, I don't like the direction that I'm going in. Let me change.
Yeah, for sure. It was a few years ago. While I was in the university doing my bachelor's, I was working in two different kind of companies. I was working in the university as the student union president there, but also I was working for one IT company and doing marketing and sales. And then I had my studies and also was like volunteering. And then I went to my master, and it was so much things, too much things to do. And I felt that I'm going to break myself. And after that, I was like, okay, this is enough. And I just packed my bags, left to California. I have still never finished my master, and probably I will never will.
What? Where in California?
I was in Silicon Valley.
Oh, for how long?
3 months. I had some Estonians in 500 startups. So they were there, and I went there with them. And then afterwards, I went to Costa Rica 3 months, and Colombia 3 months, and then Peru and Rio de Janeiro and so on.
That sounds amazing.
And I just quit everything because I felt I'm so tired, and I don't want to live just to work, you know?
100%.
And there's so many other things to do. And I just packed my bags, took all the money that I had, and was thinking that what kind of life do I want to have? I want to travel, I want to work on marketing field, sales field. So to connect those, I become as a digital nomad, working, finding different ways how to start. Googled again, read a lot online, asked questions, found Upwork.com. So I started to freelance there. So after 3 months, I had my quite a lot of work already. And then I was able to be location independent, work in the field that I love, and travel.
And what did you freelance as? Marketing?
Mm-hmm. Marketing, sales, and PR.
What did you learn about Silicon Valley?
This is crazy there. In one side, it is really crazy. People are crazy about material things. So it's for me it was easy because I was having my vacation, actually. I was visiting events, some dating, stuff like that. But seeing some of the people, for me, it gave the emotion that, this was me a few months ago. I made a good decision.
Yeah.
You need to enjoy yourself, and you need to live your day fullest every day, not just work for money or something.
100%.
So it's good when you go there for a short term. You get a really good, like, next level for a company.
Yeah.
But to do that every day for the rest of your life, you're going to kill yourself. So never don't forget to enjoy life and have a rest, and your family, friends, and so on.
100%. I totally agree with you. I'm sitting in Estonia now.
Yeah, without phone.
Without my phone. I left my phone on my dresser in Santa Monica because I wanted to be present. I just, and you know, my favorite thing about not having my phone, and you've personally experienced this now, is having to lie on and lean, or I should say having to lean on the community, you discover so much. Like, the other day, I, like, had to ask somebody something because I didn't have my phone, and then that person ended up contributing a piece of knowledge, like, hey, have you checked out XYZ City yet? I would have never even, like, spoken to that person had I not had a reason to engage in a conversation.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
If you look around, normally, like, we're all on our phones all the time, like, looking down, like, no matter whether with friends or we're just always, and when I'm not on the phone now, I'm writing my journal more, I'm reading, I'm there with my friend. Like, there's no distractions. It's nice. It's so nice. It's so nice. How can people learn more about Spring Hub?
You can visit our website, www.springhub.org, or you can just find us from Facebook, Spring Hub, or you can find me from Facebook, Annalyn Bosch, or LinkedIn. Or
cool. Thank you so much for being on the Women in Tech podcast.
Thank you.
It's been rad. If you guys want to connect with more incredible women in tech like Annalyn, then go to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com, and it will take you straight to our Facebook group. Annalyn, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Cool.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.